producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages work one with another. Also, jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, my Twitter account is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 if you're on the Twitter outlets. So, folks, I wanted to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And everybody can say, true that. We know that to be exactly right on the smack, right on the mark, right? Folks, I wanted to let you know we got lots to cover today. I want to finish what we started yesterday. We were talking about government by intimidation, identifying who the real terrorists are, what's going on in this country, and why is it happening? Well, I think for the most part, those that listen to us 6 days a week understand exactly what's going on in this country due to the fact that we understand perfect judgment. That's exactly what's happening with this country, and rightly so. You cannot read scripture and understand who God is and why he established what he established through his creations, and then for the creation to expect God to be unjust when in fact we know that he is holy and just in all that he does. Well, to disobey him is a lack of gratitude. It's a reproach unto our Creator, and you cannot help but read Scripture and tend to agree with why God judges nations. Just read the book of Ezekiel, read the book of Jeremiah, and folks, I mean, I'm not excluding, you know, the other 64 books in the Bible. I'm just simply saying those are the ones that really catch me. If you want to go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll understand exactly why God is just in what he is doing in this country. For 320 million people to allow a few people in government to commit the crimes against 57 million people, that you need to understand will fall to the people that allow the crime. Who are the criminals? It's not just those that are actually committing the crime, but it's the people that stand back and watch them commit the crime. An attempt to exempt yourself from responsibility or the consequences of judgment, folks, is about the most foolish thing that I've ever heard of in my life. The people in this country are accomplices in the crime when they allow the tyrant to commit the crime. And don't forget that. It's a fact, and that's exactly how it's going to go down on Judgment Day and the judgments that are taking place in this country on a 24/7 basis. We just seen recently, jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Paul Ryan, Speaker Victory exposes traitors in our midst. Folks, you do need to understand, again, the apple does not fall too far from the tree. Paul Ryan is a part of the problem. When you have Pelosi, when you have Reid and others and Boehner praising this decision to put Paul Ryan as the Speaker of the House, the most powerful position, folks, in Congress concerning his party, you do need to understand that they were prepping you to accept Paul Ryan. Even if you didn't, they jammed him down your throat as well. But your enemies, folks, folks. What we have is we have dangerous alliances going on in government today because there is no difference between the left and the right concerning Republicans and Democrats. And do keep in mind, again, friends, we have one Constitution, not three. But you have been led to believe, you've been deceived into believing to swallow the pill and to accept what comes your way, no matter what. In what is the message they want to send to you? There's nothing you can do about it. Friends, I want to tell you something. There's everything in the world you can do about it, and they know it. But going back to Paul Ryan, Speaker Victory exposes traitors in our midst, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do keep in mind what President Roosevelt said back in the 30s, just so you understand that this didn't just by chance happen. Do keep in mind that Roosevelt said there's nothing in politics that happens that's not first planned. Let me say that again. There's nothing in politics that's not first planned. This has all been planned out, and folks, and now what we're doing is we're beginning to see it come to the light as to the things that they planned out. Now, the American people, if they want to take credit, because I know the Tea Party does take credit for actually sticking their right foot up in the backside of John Boehner and kicking him out, rightly so, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America, I want to let you know that it isn't over with. If your foot works there, it needs to be set up on the backsides of many others that supposedly represent we the people, when in fact we're not stupid enough to buy the lie that they are representing us. We understand what the Constitution says. We understand what the Word of God says, and we understand when someone's lying to us. Enough is enough. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. Again, we're going to talk about government by intimidation in just a couple minutes here, identifying who the real terrorists are. I believe we know who they are. I think the people just need to come to terms with it. And do keep in mind, over the last 15 years that I've been on radio, folks, I can tell you prophetically, I can tell you what we've talked about over the last 15 years, in many cases, friends, we are right on the mark. It can never be said to those that listen to this radio show, hey, listen, we didn't know. Oh, you knew, because you've been told. And folks, this is what I love about the fact that I have all these bloggers out here that are silent right now for the very purpose that they understand that, wait a second, Bradley was right. Bradley was right here. Bradley was right there. Listen, folks, I'm not coming on the show every day in my own mind. I'm coming to be led by the Spirit of God to do the things that God's commanded me, because if you think I applied for this job at any time, you have got to be out of your mind. Those that seek to be in the pulpit, they're called of the devil. Those that don't want to be put in that position, those are the ones that are called of God. And I do want you to rest assured in the fact that I didn't apply for this job. I'm just responding to the call because I love God enough. And boy, oh boy, do I love men. And do I love women? Do I love children? Do I love my people? Absolutely, 100%. And do I love my country? You better bet your bottom dollar I do. But if I couldn't love God the way that I was supposed to, I couldn't love on you in a proper sense neither. But I want you to understand that you're all in the lot, and I love God. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, a teacher threatens student that if they do not deny God exists, guess what? You know what, friends? One little girl takes a stand, and I want you to understand that you are listening right now to an individual that has been threatened in the same manner as this little girl. And I want to tell you what, we have set three lawful precedents in the United States of America because we understand the laws on our side. And by the way, so does your enemy. Your students in public schools, if you're foolish enough to have your kids in a public school, I want you to understand something. They have never lost the right to do the things that they've always done in the past. You forfeited your rights. But I want to tell you something. These little ones are standing up. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth perfected praise and obedience and worship to God, because they're not bending and bowing the way that the older generation has. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This little girl's taking a stand, and you can rest assured, friends, the law is on her side. And I want you to hear this one more time. You have never lost the right, so let your kids know it's time to take a stand. We'll be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we get over to government by intimidation. Dear Mr. Government, you will be held accountable for your treachery. Just posted a couple minutes ago. GOP chair fakes outrage at CNBC over GOP debate. Of course they are, folks. They're actors. That's all they are. They're actors. They're little chameleons is what they are. They're little effeminate men that have sold their soul for a temporary world and a temporary life to sell out their own people. Folks, just think about that. I do want you to think about that for a moment. Do you realize the people that are selling you out? Now, outside of Barack Hussein Obama, because he's not one of us, friends. You can rest assured. Outside of the fact that Barack Hussein Obama, do you realize the people that are playing Judas on this country and the people within the borders? Do you realize that it's coming from our own people? It's treachery. It's treason. And folks, to reflect scripture again, the presupposition is this, that God is, from his perspective, the people have committed the act of treason against heaven. The act of treachery against heaven. Do you see how this works? See, God will allow to happen to you the very things that you allow to happen to others, namely himself. Again, read the book of Jeremiah and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Also wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Russian aircraft taunt U.S. Navy. Isn't that interesting? I've been warning about Russia and China for a long time. I know that there's a Muslim threat, friends. You do need to understand that the boogeyman that the state-controlled media keeps pushing, that narrative, you do need to understand that that's used to create domestic insurrection when they mean to attack from the outside as well as the inside. I told you your enemies are Russia and China, friends. And do keep in mind, they're all calling for a new world order together. This is nothing but WWF at its very worst. You're being lied to once again. Russian aircraft taunt U.S. Navy, comes within 1 mile of USS Reagan. Isn't that interesting? The Chinese have a proverb that when we're silent, we're strongest. Isn't that interesting? Oh, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Guess how many hundreds of dead people were enrolled into Obamacare? What is going on in this country? What is absolutely going on in this country on a 24/7 basis? Court of Appeal, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Cops can't remove Christians from public areas just because Muslims are violent. Of course, we're speaking of that little city over in Michigan. And the cops came in and removed the Christians because the Muslims, they just couldn't restrain themselves. My goodness, friends. My goodness. I'm just looking at some of this stuff right now. We're doing live radio. Just crazy stuff. Your enemies within are threatening Christians within, along with the traitors and the Judases that you call your representatives in so many cases. Not all of them. Not all of them. But a good portion of them, friends. A good portion of them. This is absolutely crazy. It's happening in the United States of America. And you need to deal with it. Well, you have the time to deal with it. Interesting, too, is it not... When you think of a magazine like Cosmo, did you know that, friends, that they're going Muslim now? Cosmo goes Sharia. That's pretty bizarre. It sounds like the enemy without and the enemy within are setting the narrative. It sounds like those in control mean to implement Sharia in the United States. That sounds a whole lot like Scripture. They'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail. That is the pronouncement of judgment from heaven upon a disobedient people. It is. Wow. 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 President Grover Cleveland on Islamic terrorism. The bloody butchery of men, women, and children made martyrs to their profession of Christian faith. And then one more article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, folks, I'm not praising the wicked. I'm telling you, the resolve is to magnify the laws of your constitutional republic against the crimes of those that are opening the doors to these devils in the first place. But if you don't want to listen, this is what you're going to hear. Muslim cleric, Muslims have the right to kill anyone who does not respect Islam. Oh, and by the way, if you're putting your trust in the arm of the flesh, your fellow citizen friends, that's not the right place to put it, because if you're looking for faithful among men, I've been looking for them for 20 years, and they're as rare as hen's teeth. And yet God is looking for the faithful among men, because he said if he could find one to stand in the gap and execute justice and judgment, he said that he would spare that people. I want to be on God's side. As I want to make sure that I'm on God's side. And of course, by the grace and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are. Amen? All righty. Let's get over to government by intimidation while we have the time. I might be a little rhetorical just for the first 10 minutes, but after, you're going to pick up my point to a T, because when you go back to the Oxford English Dictionary, you'll find out that the word terrorism was originally defined as government by intimidation. What are you seeing today in America? What are you seeing in America, friends? Is this a foreign government attacking Christians? Is it a foreign government attacking the Bill of Rights in which hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died to give us? Is it a foreign government lying to you 24/7? Is it a foreign government that is reallocating your tax dollars to create bureaucracy to oppress the American people all the more? Is it a foreign government? Oh, yes, it is foreign to the United States Constitution. See, because when we're talking about the Constitution, we're talking about a lawful reign in our country. Not a lawless reign. Okay, and I want you to understand, too, Edmund Burke was right when he said that kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. So again, we can complain about nobody. except ourselves. And also interesting to note, John Calvin said that God will allow wicked rulers to rule over a people when he means to judge that nation. Oh, my goodness. Did he hit the nail right on the head? And by the way, bringing that to Scripture in Jeremiah 23, it's interesting that the Lord said in verse 29, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" Government by intimidation. As another self-incriminating video has surfaced exposing Planned Parenthood's crimes against the innocent in the womb, America, 1 John 3:12, one has only to ask themselves, why is the Department of Injustice appointed to hunt down those who are filming the crimes of Planned Parenthood rather than arrest those who are committing the crimes against the babies in the womb in the first place? Let me remind you, for those that were listening yesterday, there is no coercion in these videos. Out of the abundance of their wicked hearts came what? The words that self-incriminate the crimes that they have been committing against the innocent in the womb. Matthew 12:34. And furthermore, Planned Parenthood has made their murderous position very clear through their founder, Margaret Sanger. That's all you have to do is ask them. And if you repeat what they say, then the Department of Injustice is going to come down on you. Sanger suggested that the most merciful thing that a large family can do to one of its infant members is to kill it. Kill one of your kids, said Margaret Sanger. Kill one of your babies. That's one of the most merciful things that you can do. Government by intimidation. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, Sanger said that they are human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should have never been born. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said, government by intimidation. On the extermination of blacks, Margaret Sanger said, we don't want the word to go out that we want to kill off the Negro population. She used the word exterminate. She then went on to say the minister's work is also important and should be trained perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. Goal that we hope to reach. Well, she talked about the minister's work. Who could the minister be? Could it be Barry Satoro, Barack Hussein Obama, the first radical homosexual president in the history of America? Is Barack Hussein Obama the new minister for Planned Parenthood? Of course he is. Folks, he's wicked. He's despicable. Folks, and this is the man that voted over 242 times to make sure that the innocent babies are snuffed out in the womb. And just in case the baby might survive, its killer. Hey, folks, he went further also to vote two times to make sure that there would be a second killer in the slaughterhouses so the babies would have no chance of survival and the American people sit down and tolerate this from their government. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
1-866-582-9933. What are your thoughts on this, friends? Government by intimidation. What are your thoughts? What do you think about what's going on in this country? And furthermore, what are you doing about the problem? If you're not a part of the answer, you're a part of the problem, right? We were just speaking about the minister. Could it be Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro, the guy with 40 different Social Security numbers, a fake birth certificate? I mean, folks, of course it is, because he's wicked and he's despicable. Folks, haven't you ever read Scripture where it says the mercies of the wicked are cruel? I mean, this is the guy after Sandy Hook supposedly and allegedly took place there in Connecticut. It's interesting that he got up and he tried to shed a tear, because he's got to protect the kids as he's trying to disarm the American people. Just think about that. In the same sentence, he wants to disarm the American people to become a prey to the enemies. Well, let's just talk about criminals. To become a prey to criminals within and without. And he's talking about protecting kids. Is he advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb? What are your thoughts? 1-866-582-9933. I want to hear from somebody else that's jacked about what's going on in this country. I want to know that I'm not the only one aggravated about what's going on in this country. Outraged by what's going on in this country. Hey, folks, I was just sharing with you that this man that wants to protect the kids, you know, by disarming the American people. He's the guy that voted 242 times to make sure the babies are killed in the womb. It's all aimed at blacks and Hispanics. Well, and a few white people get in there too, folks. That's okay. But folks, also keep in mind, he went further also to vote two times to make sure that there would be a second killer in the slaughterhouses so that the baby would have no chance of survival. Oh, and here's a P.S. for you. Hillary Clinton has also heaped praises upon Margaret Sanger and her minions. Margaret Sanger said that, Hillary Clinton said, when she heaped praises on Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, that she enormously admires her courage, her tenacity, and her vision. Her vision? The eradication of the innocent in and out of the womb since 1973? Hillary Clinton and Margaret Sanger? Vision? Since 1973, 55 to 60 million innocent babies have been slaughtered, snuffed out. Yes, that's mob talk, because, folks, this isn't government. This is mob. 55 to 60 million innocent babies snuffed out, all in the name of free choice, saith a wicked and corrupt government. That's equivalent to 18 states, friends. Just wanted to share with you. Even Supreme Court Injustice Ruth Bader, you know, the one that went over to Egypt last year, and she told them not to model their constitution after the American model of the Constitution. She's not proud of who we are, friends. She's also the one that's actually overseeing homosexual marriages before they attempted to legalize that which is illegal, and it always will be, folks. By the way, that's in the news today, too. Folks are beginning to, and they have been since this unjust ruling took place through these radicals on the bench. It's interesting to note that people are standing up and saying, oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. Let's see how far that goes. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. Hey, folks, I want you to understand something, especially those that have been born after 1973. You need to understand that the American government, those that sanctioned this, you need to understand they didn't care if you lived or died. Before that, you better thank God that Americans obeyed the law to stand up against the murder of the innocent in the womb. But just think about that. They didn't care if you lived or died. You were a target, no matter what color you were. It's about the money. It's about population control. And by the way, going back to government by intimidation, which is still, this is a branch off the tree here, Planned Parenthood stands guilty as charged. Exodus 20, verse 13 says, thou shalt not kill. Proverbs 16, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. These criminals want the innocent indicted and imprisoned. I said the innocent. These criminals want the innocent indicted, charged, and imprisoned. And yes, you heard me right, imprisoned. Keep in mind that Obama's DOJ, whom Planned Parenthood wants to go after, the Center for Medical Progress, is the same department that recently teamed up with the likes of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is the same organization who helped defend the Ku Klux Klan back in 1960 and the 60s concerning their crimes against the blacks, who are now being asked to help identify domestic terrorists, saith this administration and its DOJ. Same group. I'm going to give you a case in point here. A friend of ours, we've had him on the radio in the past, Troy Newman from Operation Rescue, has recently been served with a lawsuit for standing in the gap to protect the innocent, Psalm 139, verse 14. You can also read Psalm 94, because the Lord asks his people, who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That is the Bible, right? We're called to be the light that reproves the darkness, not the other way around. But Psalm 139 tells us that we've all been fearfully and wonderfully created. But keep in mind, Troy Newman from Operation Rescue has been served with a lawsuit from the DOJ for standing in the gap to protect the innocent. I bet you all, those that are listening right now that are breathing, I bet you all are thankful for a guy like Troy. And it's interesting, those that are alive, they would have the audacity to combat life. You know, it reminds me of the school I did in North Dakota where a girl came up to me. One girl, one teenager came up to me when I was talking about the topic of abortion. She said to me, you know, I just want to tell you I have a problem with the topic of abortion. And I looked at her and I said, well, it's a good thing Mama didn't. There's no debate. The abortionists want to throw, said Troy Newman, in prison for the next 20 years because I exposed Planned Parenthood, he recently said. See, folks, let me take this to a scriptural sense. The law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. The law condemns. If you're a believer in Christ, the gospel, and you believe in the gospel, you're justified by your faith in the gospel, in the risen Christ, as you follow him. Okay? The law shows you your spots. The commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. These people hate the law and they're at war with God, a war in which they will lose. Yes, of course. But you need to understand the law just shows you your spots. And what these people are doing through totalitarian methods is they're attempting to use the law against itself. They are trying to put darkness for light, Isaiah 5. This is what they're trying to do. And this is exactly how they're acting. They are acting accordingly to he who came to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. But folks, now I'm talking about government by intimidation. While the American people have been led to believe that we've been dealing with the attacks of a foreign enemy without, which we do, and do keep in mind there too, America, I love you enough to tell you the truth, right? Ephesians 4, we grow up into him in truth, right? Not without truth. And he is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. But it's interesting to note that we do have foreign enemies, and the reason that we have foreign enemies, friends, is because of what the American people have allowed their representatives to do to their people and their countries. Comes back to us again. Read Deuteronomy 32:25. And folks, I want you to understand it would do us all well to awaken to the realization that the dictator wannabe who is in the people's White House is responsible for attacking the homeland as well as its people. So to say that it is a foreign enemy, yeah, exactly right. It is foreign to American government. Read Matthew 7:16, we're to judge men by their fruit. Now, what the corrupt in the American mob, you know them as the government, have done to this country is beyond the wildest dreams of any foreign enemy. I also want you to understand what I'm saying there. Folks, this is not American government. What's going on again is unconstitutional. I'm on the side of good. I'm on the side of that which is right and just. And when those in government do their job, folks, I'll be the first one to stand behind them. But if you stand up against the laws that have been established to make a people free, folks, I'm going to be the first one to deal with you lawfully. Okay? And criminals hate the cops. In America, you are called to be the police concerning those that are committing the crimes. Read 1 Kings 18. So, what the corrupt and American mob government, as you know, have done to this country is, I want you to listen to this too, carefully. This is beyond the wildest dreams of any foreign enemy to kill off, folks, your own children. Oh, just thank you, Lord. Just think about that. This is beyond the wildest dreams of any foreign government that you would be stupid enough to allow your government to kill off your own children. Oh, and going to those that commit the act? It's not just the doctor that's doing the killing. He's doing what he does best. He does what his father does. He imitates his father, Satan himself. He who came to steal, kill, and destroy, right? But do keep in mind, it's the American people paying for the abortion. Now what the government has done is they've gone so far as to actually force taxpayers to pay for the abortion, like it or not. Okay, governments by intimidation. So if I stand up for life, they want to identify me as a terrorist. They want to serve me a lawsuit for standing up for the innocent in the womb. This is the face of your government today in America, 2015, October 30th. Got one more segment coming up. Government by intimidation, identifying the real terrorists.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, talking about government by intimidation, identifying the real terrorists. Folks, what do you think would happen if, you know, they say it only takes 50 people to continuously inundate the representative to get him to move? Can you imagine what would happen? Folks, I have no idea, but we're, Can you imagine if 50 or more people actually stood up? But I do want to keep you up to par as to what's going on in this country. I do know that just last spring, over 650,000 people protested this devil in the White House. You weren't told about that. I just want you to understand that regardless if you were really in the minority, the way the state-controlled narrative is to set you there, that there's nothing you can do about it. I do want you to know that the majority is standing up. My gosh, friends. A friend of mine just emailed and said, you'd be the bravest white man this side of heaven. I think the point is that someone stood up for me. And I'm here to talk about it. And when I think about those little innocent babies in the womb, if you watch a video from the 80s, folks, a lot of abortion doctors, when they seen this video through an MRI, they quit committing the act of murder because they seen the baby was very aware of what was going on. He was trying to get away from the knife and the sucker that was to suck his baby part, his body apart. And then when you look at the spiritual correlation today and you see the American people freaking out about the Muslims, well, I don't know what you're complaining about, America, because the Muslims are doing the same thing that you're allowing doctors to do to babies. And wait. You're allowing doctors in this country, because of your government that you allowed to sanction murder in the womb in the first place, you've allowed them to allow a doctor to rip their parts apart, their body parts apart, and furthermore, to even go on to sell their body parts. And I'm not speaking of you allowing this to happen to someone else's kids. I'm saying that you're allowing this to happen to your kids because you are your brother's keeper, like it or not. We have to stand up for these little ones. We have to stand up for our kids. Our kids are standing there by themselves, defending themselves. Not speaking of abortion, but those that are attacking the Christian faith in public schools, these little ones are standing up by themselves. And we ought to engage in our duty before a just and a holy God with all of our might to stand up and fight the battles that they themselves are fighting. It's not their problem. It's fell to them. Now it's their problem because the older generation is left off duty before God. That's why we're being judged in this country, in part. I want to go on here. We're talking about government by intimidation. While the American people have been led to believe that we've been dealing with the attacks of a foreign enemy, as I already stated, keep in mind, folks, this is beyond the wildest dreams of any foreign enemy, that you would allow doctors to kill American babies inside of the womb or anywhere as far as that goes. I don't care who they are. Folks, we're talking about government by intimidation, which is the definition of terrorism. Oxford English Dictionary, government by intimidation. The word is terrorism, which was originally defined as government by intimidation. Folks, the IRS targeting of Christians and conservatives, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Justice. By the way, Department of Homeland Security infiltrated with what? Muslims with terrorist ties? The fox in the chicken coop? Government by intimidation, the Department of Injustice targeting and labeling Americans as domestic terrorists, the targeting of gun owners. This is all coming from the American government. And folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Remember what Abraham Lincoln said, and he was right. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. That's right. In most cases, this is the result of a godless and irresponsible people who lead the country's problems into the hands of a few righteous. And that's what you have, friends, a few righteous that are left in the country, Jeremiah 5:1, to do for them that which they are unwilling to do for themselves. And yesterday I had ended right here, Hebrews 11:25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Because we know that the end of sin is what? Death. Romans 6, James 1. So the corrupt and emboldened minions in government need to just push things along and attack those who are exposing the crimes of an ungodly, un-American, and murderous administration, such as the one at the present, which has been uncovered over and over again. Hey, speaking of which, folks, did you see that he just unconstitutionally sent your sons and your daughters, your uncles and your aunts, your dads and your moms, your grandpas and your grandmas unconstitutionally back over to Iraq again? Did he lead the charge? Oh, no, not that that effeminate little pansy. No, he can't do that. He's got to take your kids. Hey, folks, the dead cost nothing. Remember? Longshanks said that during Braveheart. That's a true story. Yeah, as long as it's not his kids, man, they just give the orders. They send your kids. Now, unlike our forefathers who said if there was a war, they were the first ones to go. Read Luke 12:2. When it comes to the definition of this administration, they have proven to be intimidators over and over against the American people. Luke 3:1-2. Also keep in mind, friends, this all comes to my mind while I speak it out, these little bunny trails. Don't think it just stops with somebody else's kids because it's coming to your front door. You reap what you sow. If you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The whirlwind's coming for you do-nothings out there. Terrorism is a word to describe violent, intimidating governments, not individuals as they would have you believe. Terrorism is a word to describe violent and intimidating governments, not individuals as they would have you believe. P.S. Read Isaiah 3. Isn't it interesting how they keep filling those positions in governmental positions? In federal government and the DOJ and one that's attempting to become the president of the United States of America that thinks she's something that she's not. Isn't it interesting how the Bible tells us in Isaiah 3 that women will be your rulers? That's a part of judgment, friends. So when it comes to the definition of this administration, they have proven to be the intimidators. Over and over against the American people, Luke 3, 1 through 2. Terrorism, again, is a word to describe violent and intimidating governments. This is the definition, friends, not my opinion, not individuals as they would have you believe. When you study out any dictator of the past or the present, you will find this to be the case. If the people don't learn from history, they will succumb to the same dictators as previous generations, and the joke is on you, friends. Matthew 13, 16. When the American people realize that this is not a lawful administration and become the law the way that Thomas Jefferson said that you are, then and only then will you and will they, we as a people, see a righteous nation once again. Psalm 33, 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. And folks, He always will be. We can do this, but remember, God is always willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you first have to stand up and fight.
Well, amen to that. We at the Sons of Liberty are fighting on a daily basis. In fact, for those of you who receive our newsletters, you can see the fruit of where we've been, where we're going, what we're doing. In fact, tomorrow in our newsletter, we're going to highlight an event that we just did last week here in Minnesota. Next week, it's off to Texas again.
Texas.
So we're not sitting around.
Down south.
That's right. We are not sitting around talking about what needs to be done, complaining about the problems as we're sitting here doing nothing. We are putting feet to our prayers. We're putting, faith without works is dead. We can say that we've got all the faith in the world, but if we do have true faith, we will be motivated to action.
Hallelujah.
That's right, as the Bible
says.
Hey, you
know what? Mm-hmm. Can I interject this?
Sure.
The only time hallelujah is actually brought up in the Word of God is when the wrath of God was upon the earth.
Yeah, in judgment. Yeah,
exactly right.
So people say hallelujah all the time. It's like, do you really realize what you're saying when you say that? It's interesting. But needless to say, we're turning talk radio into do radio. And if you want to be a part of supporting this work, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty or Sons of Liberty, whichever one you want to do on there. And please sign up to be a monthly sponsor. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis consistently. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty are really the backbone, or if I want to say, or the rock behind what we're doing, because it really helps us to have that consistent financial income to know that things are taken care of back home so we can project ourselves out there to the masses, namely the United States of America and beyond. The Sons of Liberty, if you don't know, if you are a new listener, is also featured in 53 other countries as well. So we are literally reaching the world. And if you want to be a part of that, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and we support our work.
Folks, we love you by what we do. You got Bradley and Stephanie. We will talk to you in 23. Excuse me, First Down 318. Deeds, not words. See ya.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.